How lovely it is when the brethren meet together and dwell in unity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's one spirit, Lord. There's one spirit. There's one body. There's one God. There's one Father who is in the midst of you all.
Amen.
That is the good news that Jesus Christ came to bring to mankind. Now, Jesus Christ never came to tell you when you will die, you will go to heaven in the sky. Jesus Christ never came to tell you of a future hope, but he came to tell you of something that is already present, that the devil had robbed from you, and somehow along the line you became unconscious. Unconscious, when you are conscious, you are dead. Have you seen when somebody, people are fighting and somebody gives somebody a blow and the person goes unconscious? You know that when you are conscious, everything that happens around that time, you are not aware of it. That is how mankind is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Mankind is dead. There is one spirit, there is one Lord, there is one God, there is one Father who is in the midst of you all. And that is all that there is. If we can marry this fact, we are saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ made this statement even to those who were about to crucify him. He said, you are gods. You are children of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The psalmist speaks about a congregation in the midst, in the heavens, a congregation, hallelujah,
amen,
of gods, of Elohim. And God is in the midst of this congregation. This is the garden of the church. The church is a body that is nested in God. That is that body that created the heavens and the earth. When you say Christ, the body of Christ, you are the body of Christ.
Amen.
The body is not complete without you. So when they say that there is nothing created, that was not created by him, you better understand the mystery of the power that you have in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You must understand the divinity that you have in God. He came to restore that divinity in you. He came to restore that power in you. You don't attack the problem by going for loaves of bread. You don't attack the problem by going for material things in this world. He wants to give you the all power. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's what he wants to give you. He didn't come to give you, to supply you loaves of bread. You don't go somewhere to a church and say, I want. No. What your prayer is that I may know this one that fills all in all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is eternal life. This is the mystery that was lost in man's descent. It's a mystery now. It's all strange when we hear it. When you begin to hear things like you were in God before this world was. When you begin to hear things like, all things were created by you. When you begin to hear things like you are among the morning stars. When God asked Job in his problems, do you know the morning stars? Where were you? Before this world was. Do you know that you are among the morning stars? I've experienced it in the fullness, so it's not a matter of reading books or whatever. It's something I know. Do you know that you are among the morning stars? Everything looks strange. everything looks like a mystery. Because these are things that are being hidden from man. This is the work of the devil. Those things that you hear are very low things, that the devil did this to you, the devil did that. No, the greatest thing that the devil does to you is to rob you of your knowledge in God, of your life in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So now man has to make a return back to that way he was from the beginning. Praying and fasting is a life that we should all live. Our life should be a life of prayer and fasting. Faith is a continuous thing all the days of your life as you are in this flesh, in this body, in this realm. You must live a life of prayer and fasting. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But these things is not complete if you do not know what Jesus actually meant by prayer and fasting. It's deeper than what we think. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer and fasting. Jesus Christ mentioned it specifically in two cases. There's one of them where he met somebody who was deaf and dumb, who was possessed with an unclean spirit, and the disciples tried to cast out the devil from this person, and you know what? They couldn't. But when he came to Jesus, Jesus Christ casted out the devil, and later on the disciples asked Jesus, why is it that we could not cast out the devil? And you know, you were able to. Jesus Christ said, this one, this particular type of devil, comes out by prayer and fasting. I've been what they call a deliverance minister in my early years of the faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There were cases where people were, the elders were in Lagos, the elders were around somebody and shouting and shouting and shouting. And I remember they called me into that situation where I just laid my hand on the person, and the person was able to just get delivered on the spot, and they were all looking, what happened? Praise God. Now, I don't know where the person is today. I hope the person still retained that deliverance. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us to understand that when God talks of deliverance, it's complete deliverance.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The mark of the high calling is to be found perfect in Him without guile or spot. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Turn quickly to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 9. Are we there? Mark chapter 9. I'm going to start from verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son who has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spoke to the disciples, and they could show that, you know, they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straight away the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and walloped foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Mark that word. And straight away, the father of the child cried out and said in tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Oh God. Let somebody say that. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter him no more. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many feared he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and by
fasting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a scripture that the deliverance ministers use a lot. Praise God. Probably you have a deliverance session on a Saturday or whatever. That the week before that, I can tell you that the food might go rotting in your store. Because people will not eat. You have to fast before you go for the deliverance. Praise God. These things work. We've been there. But I want to tell you one thing, that we're talking of a complete solution to the problems of mankind.
God bless you.
Praise God. You see, every man is sick. It doesn't matter whether you wear a tie or whether you look healthy. If you are falling out in that sin of Adam, you are already sick. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of deafness and dumbness, that is the spirit of the dead, spiritually speaking. When Jesus went around healing the blind, healing the deaf, healing the dumb, those are simply allegories of being resurrected from the dead. Because the dead man cannot see. The dead man cannot hear. The dead man cannot speak. Do you think men speak? Do you think what you hear on the CNN or what you hear on the Fox News or the Italian Uno, do you think that is, those are just, it's just dust to dust?
Vanity.
It's the language of the dust, you know. Necromancers, that is people that speak, you know, in the graveyard. It's the realm of the dead. Nothing is happening in this world, brethren. Nothing is what?
Happening.
Somebody said, well, I just go home and sit down for after this service. Hunger could drive you go work. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's the realm of the dead. Hallelujah. The dead don't see, the dead don't hear, the dead don't speak. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What happened there was Jesus Christ came to bring resurrection life to somebody that was dead, spiritually dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, Jesus Christ rose him. The Bible says he lifted him up and put him on the feet, which speaks about resurrection. But this resurrection cannot come unless the I comes in your midst. Jesus Christ says, how long will I be in your
midst? Hallelujah.
Somebody must come for this healing to take place in your life.
Amen.
But you must start now by confessing the right things. Eh? When John says, any spirit that does not confess that Christ has come, is the spirit of the Antichrist. Those are the things that are drawing you away from your blessing. You must learn to change your conversation.
Amen.
And begin to confess that Christ has come in me. It is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. But before you can confess that, you must have a revelation of Christ. You can't confess Christ unless you know what Christ is, who Christ is. That's why we meet together. As we meet by the unction of the Spirit, there is a flow of information. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel speaks that in the last days, the books will be opened and knowledge shall be increased.
Yeah, of course.
You know, people think that he's speaking about a computer knowledge, technological knowledge. That is a physical aspect. I agree. I give them a thumb up. But when he says knowledge shall increase, people shall run to and fro. They're running to and fro in the books. Knowledge shall increase. Consciousness shall increase. People shall become immersed in the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Because the world does not know God. Jesus Christ said, the world does not know you. The world does not know God. What you call God is not God. Those are just imaginations of people in the realm of the dead. Paul taught a new God. The Hebrews taught a new God. And people are still there shouting and howling and praying for the restoration of Israel. That era is over. The era of shadows is what? It's over. You know, you have projects built, you know, rebuild the temple in Israel. People are receiving donations. They want to help Jesus Christ come back. They think he will reign somewhere in the Middle East and he will rule the world from there. Listen to these words we are hearing today. Hallelujah. They will follow you forever. Praise God.
Amen.
So the eye has to stand in your midst for that healing to take place.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, when you begin to come back to life, then you become consciously aware of the presence of God that is everywhere. You now begin to experience once more that life of the Garden of Eden, which is the paradise of God. It is consciousness. Heaven is not somewhere you go to, you know, 1,000 miles in the sky. You can experience heaven here. I've experienced those works in the beauty of God's paradise right here with a physical body. Praise God. Paul says he knows of a man who was caught up into the third heavens and he saw paradise. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ said, nobody has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. We walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It can become a reality. You can experience God's realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are in God, you find paradise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now the disciples came up to him and asked him, how come we couldn't cast out this devil? How come? And Jesus Christ gave them a secret. This one comes out by fasting and prayer.
Amen.
How can my life be healed? How can I find stability in my walk with God? Today I'm high. Tomorrow I'm low. One moment I'm in the fire, one moment I'm in the water. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Things never seem to, there's never peace in my life. Things, I'm tearing myself apart daily. You know, the spirit working in men actually destroys men.
Of course.
It carries men to their destruction. Your own tongue, your own mouth, your own actions will destroy you. Very much like the story of the man of the gatherings. The madman of the gatherings. You know the story? The Bible says he was tearing himself day and night with stones, injuring himself, killing himself daily. That is the life we live here in this world. People actually kill themselves daily, stab themselves to death on a daily basis without knowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your eyes in the spirit, you just see a bloodbath everywhere. Praise God. I hope you don't have that stuff here. Hallelujah. Everywhere bloody. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
With the sharp tongues, with the bad mind, the suspicion, suspecting your brother or sister, he wants to get me, he wants to do me something, and you know, you want to do the person back before he gets you, and you know, all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This one comes out by prayers and by fasting. How do you get in completely healed? Because if you are healed, it means that you have discovered yourself seated, ruling and reigning the way God designed from you from the beginning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know Jesus Christ never had mansions. Hallelujah.
Right.
He didn't have a Mercedes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But when he needed the Mercedes, the donkey, expensive donkey, chassis, brand new, nobody had ridden on it. A brand new donkey. When he needed it, he called for it. And when he had finished with the donkey, he released it. No, he didn't have value for those material things. He's higher than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he needed the fish and the bread, he pulled it out of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Can we get to that realm?
It's a sweet life.
Hallelujah. That is peace.
Amen.
You want to come to a consciousness that you know that all things are working for your good. You know, not that you are quoting the scriptures. You know, people are very good at quoting scriptures. No. You know that all things are what? Working for my good. I know that the Father is with me and the Father has not left me. That is peace. You know the because people think that God has left them. If you know that God is with you, you can never fear. Do you know that? You can never be anxious for your next meal if you know that God is with you. But the truth is that most people have not believed. That's why that man says, help my unbelief. He says, those that have believed
all things
shall be saved. To him that believes, all things are
possible.
Not some. That is the God faith. That is the faith of God. To him that believes, shall walk once more like God. That's what he's saying. Because Jesus Christ says it, that with God all things are
possible.
Then now says that to him that believe, all things
are possible.
Can't you understand that the mystery of God is hidden in you? He's here to lift you out of that. You've fallen. The faith has sunk, you know. Let me tell you the truth. When you pray to God, God can't do anything. It's your faith that fetches the good for you.
Amen.
Do you know that? Do you know it's your faith that brings the good out for you? You go there to take it from me by your faith. The faith, your belief in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But all along the line in this world, our faith has been contaminated and we do all kind of things to survive. Praise God. At times you want to get somebody down to climb and survive and get something, you know. You see it everywhere in all walks of life. In churches, in working places, everything. Amen?
Amen?
People use crooked means to try to survive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But all you need is to believe again. And how can you believe? He says, help my unbelief. This one comes by what? Prayer and by fasting. Hallelujah. When you pray and you fast, what happens that you begin to see and rediscover yourself in Christ? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel is not very sweet for the ordinary ears. Eh? Because somebody would have loved me to say, when you believe, you go build 10 houses for home. You build 10 houses in Africa. When you believe, you know, your husband will come riding on a white horse. The one that has not come all these years. He will come riding on a white horse the next day. When you believe, you go hit contract. You hit a big contract. When you believe, when you go and play the gambling game, what they call the slot machine?
Lotto.
Or you play, that's what they do on the...
Grata image.
Yes. Probably you go for the lotto thing. And you believe and maybe you just hit it there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me tell you some secrets. In some strange cases, God can give you a code to go and play with.
Oh,
amen. That's one time. Let me not tell you. Let me not encourage bad things here. Hallelujah. Praise God. God can give you. Amen. Praise God. I think I have it. Don't worry. Thank you very much. Nice of you. My second. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So what happens is to be found in you. The Bible speaks about a very famous fast. A famous fast by a famous man of God, which we call what? Daniel. Daniel fasted for 21 days. He ate, though, but very light, not fanciful food. 21 days. Prayers and fasting. And what was he really praying for? He was praying for the restoration of Israel. Do you know that you are Israel? Israel was cast out of their land. You were cast out of Zion in Adam. You fell in Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you pray for a restoration.
God bless you.
The hope of your calling, that I may be found in Him the way I was from the foundation of the world. That is your prayer. You don't need to pray, dwell too much on material things. You don't need to do that. God knows you need them. If you know that your child needs something, then you are trying to say that you are more intelligent than God. God knows that you need a house. He knows that you need your clothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, but we have to ask him, sir. But it is the Father's pleasure to give you his kingdom. When he gives you his kingdom, he has given you himself. It is the Father's pleasure. He wants you to have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't let your pastors play with you. Everybody goes quiet here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's move on. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the Daniel fast 21 days, and this was the response of God. And this will be your response, the response you will get when you pray and you fast in reality. Go down. Daniel chapter 10. Yeah, I like the atmosphere today. When it's calm like this, the world can flow. You know, we don't practice these things. I have to depend on God to supply when I'm here. There's no way you can practice preaching. You know that, man. Amen.
Amen.
There has to be a flow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Tope, God bless you. How you doing? Cool? Happy? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's move on. Verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread. He ate though, but no pleasant one. Neither flesh, nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all. The 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the river, which is Hiddekel. Now, Hiddekel is one of those rivers of paradise, of Eden. Let's move on. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose lions were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body was like bear, and his face as the appearance of lightning. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
His eyes as lamps of fire. His arms and his feet like in color to polished brass. And the voice of his words like the voice of a
multitude.
And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Now let's pause there. Brethren, this is the answer to your prayer. Jesus Christ made a statement. He says that the bride does not, the bride and the people of the bride don't fast when the bridegroom is around.
God bless you.
But when the bridegroom is taken away, then they will fast, because they long for the bridegroom to come.
Amen.
That is the bridegroom. That is Christ. Do you know that you are married to Christ?
Yes.
You are married to life. Now, there's been what they call a separation, a veil between man and this reality. When the two are married, they are one. What Daniel saw was actually your glory. That is the body of Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the same Christ that appeared on the mountain of transfiguration. That is the same Christ that appears again as the Alpha and the Omega. He spoke with the voice of a what? A multitude. That is a many-membered body. You know, one man, many members. That is the answer to your prayer and your fasting. The pure heart shall see God. When you purify yourself of your human doctrines, of your human beliefs, you will see God, that God is here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That I may know Him, that I may get intimate with Him, that I may once more know the reality, the mystery of this. No man saw this vision except Daniel. Nobody can see this vision. That's why at times when people come here, the next thing they're out of here. You are seeing a vision while the person next to you is not seeing it. And at times we are worried. Don't be worried. It's not given to them to see it. At times you understand everything so clearly, but you can't understand why another person cannot understand. You can't understand. Don't marvel. And what they do normally is to run away for their dear lives, because they hear earthquake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They run for their dear lives. They go behind and say all kind of things, and when we call them, okay, let us talk. They don't want to come to talk. Let me show you. They said no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A many-member spiritual body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A many-member spiritual body. When you see Him, you see, there's something that Paul made. He says no man can see Him. So how come Daniel is seeing Him? If you see Him, you must be part of Him.
Amen.
If you're not one of His, you cannot see Him. This is all you need. Behind the scenes, that is the power that is working in this world. That man. Because the Bible says the fullness of God dwelleth in that body, bodily, the fullness of God. God has invested the totality of himself in that man. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And your hope is to be found in him. That is your healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is your healing.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, while Daniel was praying, Daniel prayed 21 days. Let us hear what happens here. Go down to verse, we continue from verse where? Verse 9.
Verse 8.
Verse 8, okay. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. You see, he was left alone. At times, he can get lonely. You don't need to get bothered. And saw this great, look at that word, great, great vision. Oh God, open our eyes.
Amen.
And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. When I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face towards the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, Daniel, a great man beloved. Let's pause there. Do you know you are beloved? Somebody say no, don't know that. You must feel beloved. You must know that you are beloved. Do you know that you are beloved? I'm going to explain that mystery later. Let's go on. Verse. Understand the words I speak unto you and stand upright. For unto thee am I sent, and when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. For the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Amen. Let's pause there. Now, I want us to understand what we have just read. You know, the Bible is full of allegories.
Yes.
It's a very spiritual book you are reading here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to understand that, you know, there is something that is blocking your meeting the promise with God. That is why you have to be patient. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You spoke about the prince of Persia. You know what we used to do when we were young Christians? We stay in a room all night, in a night vigil. And we used to fight against the spirits in the air. And we said that they are blocking our prayers. Praise God. Until God years ago opened my eyes, revealed to me that prince of Persia is the prince of the world, which is actually your human self.
Amen.
That is the barrier between you and your blessing in God. It's yourself. That is the prince of the world. This world is not God's world. Your own world, the prince. You have your world. And you are the king in your world. You are the prince in your realm. You just try and trespass somebody's kingdom.
Exactly.
Amen. Then you know what they call war. Declaration of what? Of war. Hallelujah. The prince. There's somebody that is blocking your understanding, that is blocking your union with Christ. And that is the self. That is the human self that has to die. God sent allegorically Michael, which is actually an allegory of the Spirit of Christ that is working in you, fighting on your behalf. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you hear messages like you, it is the great Prince Michael that is standing in your midst to fight a battle for you.
Amen.
And the battle is in the mind.
Amen.
The battle is in your understanding. We don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, against all the reasonings that try to exalt themselves against the pure knowledge of Christ. Everything that barriers, walls have been erected over our lives. The end of the walls of Jericho. All those are our human knowledge, human concepts, religious knowledge. That is the powerful point of Satan. Religion. That is the most powerful tool of what? Of the devil. Jesus Christ says, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? You think they are so-called Christian, whatever, or born again, or you are walking in the dark. That darkness is thick. You need a mighty hand to get you out of there.
Amen.
You discover that this kind of messages are received by the ordinary man on the street. The one that you call a drunkard, the one that you call a prostitute, they are the ones that hear the message and they enter God's kingdom before the so-called religious kingpins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So these things are barriers to our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God says he has heard your prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you notice the word of the man of God that appears. He said that I have come. Jesus Christ, I have come. That you may have what?
Life.
I have come. Christ has come in you. That is, it has dawned on you now. The light has dawned on you. And now the time has come to walk in the reality of Christ consciousness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your prayer is to be found in this man from heaven. That is the man of Eden. That is Lucifer, the man of light. Have you heard of Lucifer, the one that walks in the garden of God? Upon the stones of fire, the stones of sapphire, upon God's holy mountain. Lucifer means what? Morning star. He says, to him that overcomes will I give the morning
star.
Lucifer is a parable of Adam, of you. How you left your high level of consciousness and came to become a mortal man, fighting for survival. That is Lucifer. That is a man of light. When Jesus Christ transfigured, the Bible says he transfigured as light. He was shining as what? Light. When they saw him as the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, his face was shining like the sun. That is Lucifer. That is the angel of light. That is what you love. That's your pure light state. Because you are stars of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, these things are not deep. They are easy. They are cheap. They are very easy. If you listen to this message again and again, you will rediscover yourself in
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 What we read earlier on today was Isaiah 58, who talks about the fasting. Because if you deny yourself food and start crying and howling day and night, it won't pay you. You only discover that you become more wicked. Amen. When you fast and you pray, it's more about exercising yourself in the mystery of Christ. Exercising yourself in godliness. It is spiritual exercise. Isaiah 58 says, if you stop speaking your own
words,
stop speaking vanity. If you call the Sabbath, now the Sabbath is the day of the Lord. The Sabbath is not a Sunday or Saturday or anything. The Sabbath is an eternal day. It's called the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord? It's only the Lord that is seen in that day. It's not a man's day. What John was taking into the spirit on the in the book of the Bible, he was taken into the spirit on the Lord's day. The spirit realm, the heavens is God's day, holy day. It's a day where you live totally unto God. You can, if you live in that realm, every day is Sabbath. You are, it's a realm. That's the day of the Lord. And it's near upon all nations.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The day of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you keep the Sabbath, not doing your own will, your own thing, speaking your own vain words, but doing the pleasure of the Lord. Now, doing the pleasure of the Lord means simply walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Lord. Walking in the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Henceforth, walk no more like the Gentiles. Now you begin to walk in your spiritual identity because you are now beginning to recognize something that you had before you found yourself in this world, this thing we call the world. This is not the real world, eh? If you think that you are a human being, you are poor, miserable, and naked and blind. And he says, I counsel you to come and eat, to dine with me, so that I will enlighten your eyes. I will anoint your eyes with what? Oil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will cover the shame of your nakedness. Now, when you cover the shame of your nakedness, you notice that man in, that Daniel saw, the Bible says he had a white, a linen that covered him. Talking of the covering. No sin, no more sin consciousness. You are covered in the righteousness of God. Somebody said, but Pastor, I need a job. Listen to me, brethren. Aren't I working? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and other things will what?
Follow.
Or don't you believe? That was the design from the beginning, not to seek the things of the world and the kingdom follows. You know, some people, when I talk to them, you know what they tell me? They say, look, make them make our first. Then they make it, come and follow God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you stop speaking vanity, that means we have to change the way we speak. Change our conversation. Our conversation now is now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you know that? Before you talk, it must pass through your mind, isn't it? That means change your mind. That is repentance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 is teaching us how to fast. Fasting is exercising yourself in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, if you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Let's line up with that verse, Isaiah 58. Thank God for that word from our brother today.
Yes, sir.
You see how the Spirit is working.
Right.
We're talking about fasting and prayer, and we are seeing that the goal of fasting and prayer is to attain or to rediscover your perfection in Christ, praise God. And fasting comes by exercising yourself in spirituality, in the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is this verse 6? Is this not the fast that I am choosing? To lose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free? And that you break every yoke. Is it not that you share your bread with the hungry and you bring to your house them that are naked, that you cover them, and that you hide yourself not from your own
flesh.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that there's one body? That's one flesh. Now, when this flesh here is not just ordinary flesh and blood, we're talking of one body.
Yes.
He says, now we have to put on Christ consciousness and begin to love once again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will teach you how to love. Don't calculate how to do it. Because you get into trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Recognize. First of all, recognize the body of Christ. Discern the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One flesh. Hide yourself not from your own flesh. Jesus Christ says, if you wash your eyes, if you remove the lock from your eyes, then you will see your brother.
Right.
You know that all these things we do, there's only one body. Do you know we're all brothers and sisters?
Yes.
From the beginning in God, there's no black, no white, no this, no that, no. There's only one. So the earlier we recognize and do away with these things, the better for us. Hallelujah. He says, as we do this, then your light shall break forth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Speedily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And your health shall spring forth like what? Speak forth speedily. Amen. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rare reward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, it goes down. It says that in that day you shall cry and he shall hear you.
Amen.
Now, when you say he cries, he's speaking about you are walking in a realm where you are in him. There's no distance. You know when you're in the world, you pray to something, there's a distance. You are now in him. You now consciously walk in this realization. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day has dawned. Every shadow has fled away. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says your soul shall become like a well watered
garden.
What does that remind you of, brethren?
Paradise.
Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. The paradise of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I will cause you to ride upon the what? The high places of the earth. If you do these things, change your conversation. Walk by the Spirit. It requires denying yourself. The way you deny yourself food, you deny yourself. Not speaking your own words. Not speaking your human. That means it's all about the cross. If you pick up the cross, you're already fasting. You are denying yourself daily. You are reducing daily. It requires an effort. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To tame that tongue. To hold that tongue. Not just this physical tongue, but talking about even the tongue of the mouth, of the mind.
Amen.
You know, some people are gifted to be able to keep quiet, but open their mind and see the crocodiles and the and the lizards crawling on and scorpions. Praise God. Amen. Let us live a fasted life, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
I think there's urgency in this call as we stand up, brethren. There's urgency in this call.
Hallelujah.
A fasted life.
Thank you, Jesus.
At every step you make, you just want to see him. You just want to be found in him. You just want to understand what is the mystery of this union in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That I may know him. That I may be found in him. That is the hope of your calling. To recognize this one body that fills all in all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let go of our cares in this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You cannot solve your problems by worrying about your problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trust God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those that have left all for my name's sake will discover themselves in that body. And in that body they regain a hundredfold. what they have lost in this material realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What shall it profit a man if he gain this world and lose the soul? That is, this is the thinking of the prince of the Persia, the thinking of the prince of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But we see him falling down like lightning because of the gospel.
Amen.
We see him falling down like lightning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's judged by this word. This is the man of sin that must give way for the coming of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the word of God slay him. Let go of all to be found in him. Like little children. Like little babies. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let your light, hallelujah, shine and let the people understand the word.
Amen.
That come forth from this pulpit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We reach out even to the brethren in America, the brethren in South Africa, the brethren in Kenya, the brethren in Canada. Hallelujah. Let your words minister good word.
Amen.
Healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wherever you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.